The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If your hard-earned money shrinking fast, you need some help, I want to say thanks to our friends at Lear Capital. Give them a call today to learn more about investing in gold and silver and more. 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America. Land of the brave and a home of the free and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to Seculo Brothers Podcast. This is Logan Seculo. Jordan Seculo is relocating today.
What does that mean?
He's moving.
Oh.
So he's not in. Will Haynes joining us, producer. You've heard his voice.
Yes, normally you just hear my voice because I'm behind the glass in studio today, filling in for Jordan. Logan, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. My day's been crazy. I literally just stepped into the studio, got some sick kids at home, and been running a little, not running hot. That sounds like I have a fever. I've been running a little all around. You know, one wants to paint. One wants to play on the iPad. One wants to do Legos, and I got to jump around. My wife's sick. Everyone's sick. I'm currently the last man standing. We'll see on Monday if I'm here.
Of those activities, which is your favorite for the kids to do? Probably the iPad, less mess.
Yeah, I don't have to clean it up.
Yeah. Legos hurt because you step on them. Painting.
My daughter did anyway. Give me a would you rather this morning, and it was one of those ones you decide whether you want to be truthful or be a good parent. She was like, would you rather play video games all day or read books all day?
Ooh.
And I was like, let's just be honest. The answer is play video games. And she's like, they gave us that question in library, and they told us it was not healthy to play video games all day when we answered that way. And I was like, while true, that's why we limit the screen time. There's only you only have certain hours you can play on your iPad. Said, but if you're giving me, I have to do one or the other.
Yeah, a would you rather scenario.
Would you rather
is supposed to be
forever.
You know, not you don't always make the greatest decisions right, in would you rather.
Right, and it was a pretty quick one.
Yeah, because you have the would you rathers about fast food.
Yeah.
Also, was that brought up in library? Same daughter,
yeah,
right?
Maybe, asking the question. It was my Golda who was more very inquisitive and comes up with these things.
Yeah.
She was given that and told that it wasn't healthy to play video games. I'm like, that's also not healthy to read all day. Get out of the house.
Right. That can be bad for your eyes. If you read all day long.
She brought up like some of the health concerns of playing video games, whether you're gonna not be athletic and healthy.
What kind of propaganda is this?
And I said, well, what's the difference between that and books in terms of like your physical activity? And she was like, good point. So, you know what? One for me, zero librarian.
Tell her to go back and tell the librarian that specifically. Yeah. My dad says
you're wrong. a lot has been going on the last 24 hours. We're going to talk about some news headlines. We're going to talk about some other stuff happening in the world. And, Will, something happened. Adam Schiff.
Big stuff on social media today, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Adam Schiff, yeah.
Oh, Adam Schiff on social media.
He did his very first TikTok.
And he made his announcement.
Yeah.
That he is going to be running for, but what is he now?
He's a congressman, right.
So he's leaving the Congress.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they do the double run where, you know, they're also running for the House at the same time as the Senate that they can fall back on.
Like
so we'll see. But yeah, he announced he's running for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
He went on TikTok to complain and also raise money that he was no longer on the House Intelligence Committee. We have the audio of it if you want to hear it.
I mean, I hate him, but let's hear it.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this, this is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today. Thank you.
Please, please. Of course, that's on TikTok. He went on, I said, the Chinese propaganda app.
Exactly. He's been, you know, complaining that he's off the intelligence committee because he's had some issues where maybe he's leaking things. Maybe he's bad for national security.
Yeah, leaky shit.
And he decides, you know, today's the day. I'm going to go on that Communist Party of China-controlled spy app, and I'm going to raise a little money.
What I think is really interesting also is not only did he go on TikTok to announce this, is it does also turn to the people who hated Kevin McCarthy and is like, oh man, he's coming out swinging and coming out pretty hard to the point where I know a lot of people are like, this isn't what we signed up for. We thought we were going to get this sort of moderate guy, and he's coming out here and removing Schiff and Swalwell and all these people. I find it to be hysterical, hilarious. And you know what? I take back that I said I hate Adam Schiff. That's not nice. I don't hate anybody. I hate what he stands for.
Right.
I hate his politics. I hate his attitude. I think he's the worst of the worst in terms of like the liars in D.C. So I don't like that about him. I don't hate anybody, but I do wish him well in his future endeavors.
Well, we do know that he, you know, loves the spotlight. He loved a grandstand with the Trump impeachment.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the lead managers. He was the one that did that whole faux phone call. Do you remember that? We're in the when they were doing the hearings before they impeached Trump in the House. So before they voted on it, did the whole mock trial there, and then they sent it over to the full trial in the Senate after he was impeached. He, when trying to lay out his case, he did like this paraphrase phone call. He said, here's what Trump said, and it's this absurd thing, and it isn't reflective at all of what President Trump actually said in the phone call to Zelensky.
Oh, that's right.
But
and then he was like, I was paraphrasing.
Right. It was a whole grandstand thing.
Yeah.
So he's obviously he's wanting to run for Senate now, so he's trying to do a step up. Do you think this is the grand Schiff scheme to run for president? And not 2024, probably. He'd probably serve his time in the Senate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's not that old. He's got a long political career. He's probably in his 50s.
Okay. I don't get why all these people think they can be the president.
Oh, he's 62.
Yeah, so he's older. I think he's a little older.
You know, late 60s, he could be running for president.
Yeah, I mean, the president's 20 years older than
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
So I understand that you got a good window still to do it. I don't get why all of these guys think they can be the president. I think that the egos are so wild in Washington that no one is turning to you and going, Adam Schiff, no one is going to vote for you.
Right.
You have a horrible attitude. People don't really care for you. Even people on your own side, there's nothing exciting about him. You could say that about Joe Biden, but Joe Biden at least, he positioned himself well with 8 years under Obama and as sort of this, you know, even though he totally hasn't been this sort of grandpa uniter figure.
He didn't come across as this hyper-partisan hack that Adam Schiff does.
Yeah, he is now, but at the beginning he wasn't that. He didn't feel that way. He felt actually someone who was a moderate Democrat or a traditional Democrat. Now he's become more of a leftist. I don't see that in Adam Schiff. That is like hiring, that is like to be like electing a non-charismatic Trump in some ways for the Democrats.
Do you
like
think
you don't even get the guy who's fun to watch, you just get the one who's divisive. And I think I come to you. What did he say at the beginning? He was like,
it almost sounded like the old
I'm afraid I've got some
troubling
bad
news today.
News. Can we hear just the beginning?
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news.
Yeah, just that. Troubling news.
I come
news.
To you with peace and love. Peace. Yeah. It's like when Ringo Starr stopped
like
doing
text.
Autographs.
Sounds like the text I got from my doctor today.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you that. So if he's listening, you know what? My doctor, Dr. Aaron, if you're listening, you know.
You're giving some tips on
his
medical practice.
I think we need to work on your text messaging.
Bedside manner.
Bedside manner.
So, text side manner.
I have no problem with saying this. Look, my family has history of heart stuff. So I get my heart checked out yesterday, go through a scan, which I can lead you through that. They pumped dye into my veins and it warmed your body up and it feels like you're peeing your pants. It's the weirdest feeling ever.
Right.
And I went through this. The first time I only felt like I moderately had to pee my pants, but I go, hey, tech person, it feels like the dye is like running out my arm. Like I feel like I'm dripping. He goes, that's just the way it feels. And then he's like, you know what? We didn't get a good test. And he came back over, looked over, goes, oh, it was dripping everywhere. I was like, no kidding. He's like, so we got
to
redo this. So
only
double,
you with
so
that
double
attitude,
the radiation.
By the way.
Double the radiation. After about 10 minutes trying to find the vein, I'm a heart stick.
Do you think you are like Logan the X-Man now, a full mutant with all that radiation?
I felt that way when I got like the stuff shot into. I wish it was like I could see it.
Yeah.
But no, you don't. You can't see it, but you do feel it. And it feels like you're choking and you're peeing your pants at the same time. It's delightful.
Was that a weird old man thing for me to say? Do you feel like Logan the X-Man?
Because you feel like X-Men. The X-Man?
Right. You don't singularize
he's
right?
He's Weapon X.
Okay.
So I will give you a pass.
All right.
Like he is the X-Man, if you will.
I'm trying to use your jargon that I normally mock you
Let's get back to this. So I do this heart test yesterday. It's like 3D imaging of your heart. Looks really cool. I actually can't. I want to see it. I haven't seen the image yet. I think I'll get to see it.
I think those are classified documents.
Probably, yeah.
No.
So then, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. They're checking on your heart. I'm 37 years old, not in the greatest of shape, trying to do better. Got my, you know, Field of Greens, got my other stuff going. Trying to do better with that. But, you know, I wanted to take a look at what was going on in there. They thought this was smart. So this is a text I get. Hey, Logan, doctor here. I just left out his name for protection. Your report is back, and I'd love to review it with you in person, ideally. Okay, that's the first line. Not exactly what you want to hear.
A confidence booster right there.
Yeah. Great news. Nothing scary at all. Just a few things to go over. No rush on this. How about you lead with that?
Yeah.
How about we lead with great news? Nothing to see here. You're all good. A few little things I want to go over. No rush.
Yeah, being asked to meet in person in the first line, the scariest text you can get.
It was like, I felt like, I was like, this is it. This is it. Amanda was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I got a text from the doctor that said he needs to see me in person. And then I was like, let me keep reading. Great news. So
that text was too long, though. It's like a New Yorker article.
It's like New Yorker. Yeah. Come on, Dr. TLDR. Tell me how my heart is. And then I was like, I can do this on the phone now. And he's like, nah, it can wait. It's like, well, come on. I mean, I'm grateful.
You don't like phone calls. So, you know, he's
just
helping you
out. I don't like phone calls.
He probably listens to the show.
I am certainly millennial in that, where, good Lord, if you call me and I'm not one of your top five, I mean, if you're not one of my top five closest friends, family, I'm not answering.
Yeah.
And if I do answer, you know, then I'm having just an extra perky day. I like the text saying, I'm going to call you.
Because the
then
up.
I like the
but
heads
then you
up.
Can ignore it.
But then I could say, I can't right now.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me this over
I mean,
text?
I don't like the phone call either, but I got caught the other day in the office because I was, so Allie, who's one of our producers here, was calling to ask a question about some of the show stuff. And I was in the conference room, has giant glass windows. I look down, I'm like, I don't really feel like answering the phone right now.
Yeah.
Ignore. And I'm like, I'm in front of glass windows. Turn around. There she is. Phone looking at me.
I caught you.
Yeah. Definitely caught me.
It's fine. So, note, when you're building
so
out your office.
I picked up and I said, I'm sorry.
Well, at least you manned up to
right.
say
I was like, you know.
Don't build your conference room as a fishbowl, as an aquarium. Uh-huh. That's how it is right now.
Right.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here. Shift, saying, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Right.
Well, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's liberal enough for California, to be honest, though. He's nasty and a partisan. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's who California wants, a 62-year-old white man.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing on his resume he's really got going for him is impeaching Trump.
Newsom is the governor.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he's more photogenic.
I think of Duke Newsom every time.
Duke Newsom? Who's that?
Remember Duke
Nukem.
Nukem.
Duke Nukem was the video game.
I think whenever you say Newsom, I hear Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
So
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom is that could be a Trump. All he wants, he's a warmonger.
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Duke Nukem. No, I don't think it works. It's a very specific audience that would even get that.
I tried to do AI to you talked about that on the show to maybe craft a radio title for the main Seculo broadcast, and I got shut down so fast by that AI bot. I couldn't outsmart it trying to get maybe to help with some work that
but it was pretty funny.
It was funny
because
so for
those people who know the artificial intelligence thing that everyone's using, ChatGPT, which is free, it only catalogs things, but pre 2021.
Yeah, its knowledge thus far is only up to 2021. I think they're still
updating. So you asked
it
something.
Yeah, I asked it. I said, write a headline about the DOJ being prepared to get a search warrant on Biden's home. You know, like maybe you could come up with something a little clever, something we weren't thinking of. And I got a pretty interesting response.
Yeah, can you read it?
It's very Adam Schiff.
At least read that last part.
It says, I'm sorry. I am not able to generate a headline about such a topic, as it is not true, and it would be inappropriate to spread misinformation. Additionally, it would be illegal for the Department of Justice to obtain a search warrant on a president's home without proper cause and due process.
Yeah, I like that.
I love he's giving me some legal advice there, too.
Yeah, and by the way, some people are talking about this because I think it's been covered on some of the conservative news. It's certainly more liberal-leaning. Now, it will do conservative things.
Yeah.
Because I've asked it, hey, generate some like pro-life slogans and things. And it will. It usually will come with a thing at the end saying, hey, this is a divisive topic. Not everyone agrees with it. Yeah, yeah. But it is certainly more left-leaning for the free one. If you pay for the other one, versions of it becomes a little bit more loose. But no, there are things it will and will not do. Mostly it involves, a lot of times with politics or hate speech or something that could be termed hate speech. Like, I even tried to come up with like silly scenarios that would involve like, I don't know, evil dictators and, you know, heroes fighting those evil dictators. And it wouldn't do it, saying it was improper or inappropriate. And maybe it's right.
Well, I did say I threw, write a fictional headline.
Yeah.
And it did it. And it was very benign.
Oh, it did it?
It was very similar, but it had a disclaimer. It said, here's the headline. It said, this headline is completely fabricated and fictional.
Like, yeah.
There are workarounds. Very clear with
that. I've been actually trying to do that, too, and kind of test how, not how dark it'll get, but kind of where it would go. Because I also worried about, like, your kids on it. So I've kind of been, like, creating scenarios and pushing it a little forward and pushing it a little forward just to see where it will go. And a lot of times it will put up a brick wall saying kind of like you've gone too far.
Right.
Which I appreciate, as long as it's not just completely political and imbalanced. Speaking of Duke Nukem, you know, today on Nintendo Switch, on Xbox, what is the current one? Series X.
Yeah.
All the current gen consoles, video gamers, GoldenEye N64 makes its triumphant return.
GoldenEye, eh?
GoldenEye. Speaking of gold, let's talk about our friends at Lear Capital. Hey, I want to thank Lear Capital. Months of working with us, and I appreciate them for coming on board on the Secular Brothers podcast early on. And I want to tell you right now, they're still offering a deal to our listeners. Get up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with qualified purchase, and give them a call at 800-430-2919. You're going to get your free gold investor guide. Learn more about gold, other precious metals, how it's done in times of inflation, and learn a lot more. And again, I want to thank them. They're an American-owned company, conservative valued company. We've appreciated working with them since the very beginning of this show. So if you want to look at all the different options you have, thanks to Kevin. Thanks to the whole group at Lear Capital. Give them a call, 800-430-2919. Again, 800-430-2919. Find out more about all the different ways you can invest in gold and silver, or just diversify or use your 401k. There's a lot of things you can do. Give them a call again, 800-430-2919. Thank you to our friends at Lear Capital for the support over the last few months. It's meant a lot to this show, and we appreciate it. But GoldenEye is back. So,
you know,
I'll be downloading it tonight.
That's what bothers me, the fact that the video game systems are still called consoles. And they are a console, but you download everything. Like, there's no cartridge or disc.
Does there need a page for it to be a console?
I don't know.
What
but
does
in
console
my head,
mean?
You have to place the game in the console.
You can still do that.
Can you? You actually can do that? Almost all of them were going to
no,
get the
mine
disc.
Has a disc drive.
Okay.
If you choose to buy physical.
Well, I liked the Stadia. I was an early adopter. New tech.
Google Stadia, which went...
And they shut it down.
Google cut
off.
Got
all my money refunded, though.
I know. I got like a check for like $400.
I did, too, because I had multiple controllers. I'd bought video games.
Yeah, Google shut down their video game system, by the way. And with that, they said, you know what? Because it was all... Because you can't play it right now. It's not like having an old Nintendo you can plug it in and play the old games. They just killed it. And when they killed it, they were like, well, we have to do something. So they refunded you for every purchase you've ever made.
And I used it because I got it during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was like, oh, this is new. It's new tech. I'll be an early adopter. So I'd had it for several years at this point and had, you know, spent several hundred dollars between controllers and stuff. So it was kind of a nice, right around Christmas time is when I got it all refunded, a little bonus from Google right there. So,
yeah, it's still a console, though. That's what they're calling
it. Okay, that's fine.
So I don't have I'm an Xbox man. I know Bill Gates.
Do you have the PlayStation?
I don't.
Okay.
I have a 4. I don't have a 5. They're hard to find still.
I was a PlayStation guy when I had consoles. I had the PS2. Great.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
I've had almost all the consoles over the period of time.
Yeah.
But I'm an Xbox
purist,
loyalist.
Now?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Since day one Xbox. Right. So.
Well, I don't what's know. It called now?
The Series X.
Series X.
Or all S. Right.
Depending.
Yeah, they have different models.
Oh, it's like Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's the latest. That's the latest model. But yeah, but they're bringing back some of the old games. I think on Nintendo, you subscribe to like the Nintendo 64. It doesn't look any better.
Okay.
They're like, we've rendered it.
They didn't update the graphics.
They're like, we've rendered it in high definition. You look at it, you're like, yeah, but did you? But I'll be playing it probably tonight. But also tonight, we're going, maybe you can look for us in the audience.
Yeah.
We're going to Fox Nation has a special tonight. The Miseducation of America Part 2. That's going to be live on Fox Nation. This isn't an ad. We're going to go sit in the audience. Cheer along.
Pete Hegseth. Yeah, he's going to
cheer the host him along.
I like him. I think he does great work over Never there met at him. Fox News.
I like his work. I like his tattoos.
I do like that they're focusing on education. I believe this is School Choice Week is what this is designated by the proponents of the school choice movement. So you're seeing a lot of stories in the news about school choice and the different states that are actually making headway on this. I know the Virginia Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears, she has introduced a bill that she's with colleagues in the House of Delegates in Virginia that is they call it a backpack bill, which helps students funds like a certain amount of their funding is attached to the student. So if they end up going to a private school or if they are homeschooled or go to a co-op or any of those type of things that aren't just the public education, several thousand dollars, I think it's like $4,000 or $5,000 in funds get attached to that student that can be used in different ways. So there's a lot of these type of bills are getting released and put out there this week because it is the school choice week to try to help change the way the education system in the United States is
going. That'd be nice. You know, we've seen a lot of movement. If anything, we've seen a lot of movement in education. So I hope so.
Yeah.
I question education.
All of it. Yeah. You're not a fan.
A fan of learning.
Logan, you're going to go to this event tonight. You said the miseducation. I thought it was anti-education.
Yeah.
Like misinformation, miseducation, but you've been fooled by it.
Thought this was the miseducation
of Lauryn Hill. Yeah, you thought you was going to see a tribute act.
Great record.
Pete Hegseth is going to be singing the entire album. Yeah. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Just waiting for that Fugees reunion.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they reunited. And
the
then...
score. That's the next special. Fugees, the score. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the Fugees.
They were great.
Fugees.
Fugees song.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, President Trump, though, big news.
Or does anyone else, before you get there, does anyone else attending the Fox Nation special tonight, would they even understand the miseducation of Lauryn Hill?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like
probably not.
The fact that that's what I thought it was.
Probably not.
I wonder if any of our audience does. I asked about Mr. Wizard. Found out there's at least a half dozen people who remember Mr. Wizard of the 13,000, 15,000 that watched this show. About seven of them were like, now, I remember that Mr. Wizard.
Literally, I think the only two that didn't were Jordan and myself. I had never heard of him.
There was a lot of blank stares.
Okay.
One person was like, I bet that producer didn't grow up with cable.
Fun fact.
Yeah. He was right.
Only at grandparents' house.
Yeah, only they were like, Mr. Wizard was already off by then. Funny, I just got a text from my doctor being like, hey, maybe we could just do a phone call.
He's like,
so listening. Like, yeah. Maybe this will be one of our last stories of the day. Donald Trump, president, 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. What's going on?
Well, Meta announced yesterday, so that's the parent company of Facebook, that they are going to restore former President Donald Trump's accounts on Facebook and Instagram in the coming weeks. He was serving a 2-year ban after the January 6th attack is when they decided banning him on Facebook and Instagram, same as with Twitter. Obviously, he had been reinstated to Twitter weeks ago when
I know why they banned him. But
they said the determination to the risk of public safety has sufficiently receded. As such, we will be reinstating Mr. Trump's Facebook and Instagram account in coming weeks. However, we are doing so with new guardrails in place to deter repeat offenses. So they have terms and services.
They're
going to
watch it a little
closer. Yeah.
For everybody or just him?
They didn't say.
You know, so we know he's currently not where he's available on Twitter. But not Trent.
He's not using
tweeting.
It,
he's right. So the question is, will he use his Facebook? I assume in 2024 he's going to have to.
He has to. You can't only use Truth Social if you're running for president.
Yeah,
he's going to have to turn it all back on.
That is pretty interesting that they decided to do this, and the outcry has been pretty extreme.
There was an interesting,
I know,
not necessarily supporter of Trump, but of the move. I mean, do you want me to read it or you?
You're the one who found it for us.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you found it too.
No, so this is from the ACLU. Yeah, you tweeted this while I was producing the secular broadcast.
The ACLU, I have to pull up the exact verbiage.
I've got it in front of me.
The ACLU put out an interesting tweet to quite some backlash. Go ahead.
Yeah, they said, this is the right call. Like it or not, President Trump is one of the country's leading political figures, and the public has a strong interest in hearing his speech. That's like the ACLU of old.
Yeah.
That is what you would expect the ACLU.
Classic.
I would never think they would say that these
never.
Days.
Never. I mean, and you know why I found this? Because I do not follow, shocker, I do not follow the ACLU on Twitter. Hmm. The only reason I find this is that someone had added my dad, and I do have access to this account, and they put, are you sure this is the ACLU? This sounds like Jay Sekulow's ACLJ, which I thought was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
So good for them. I almost liked it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to give them all that kind of credit. I almost liked that tweet because I thought it was funny, but I think they were doing it in a negative way. But
that makes sense.
If you see people doing this, coming out with these statements, I think it's good. It's good for free speech. It's good for the ACLU to actually stick up for, I don't know, free speech, something they originally were founded on. So that made me happy. Do I care about President Trump coming back onto Facebook, whatever? No, because I just don't think that that's where the most fun Trump content was. He wasn't posting a lot of great Facebook stuff.
Right.
The fun stuff was the tweets. When the tweets come back, then maybe I'll be more interested. Facebook, it's like, all right, pictures
you feel
of
like
what
he's
your dog.
He's got to do it. He's got to do it for the campaign.
The tweet, Twitter?
Yeah.
So according to Devin Nunes, I looked at it because there was this, there was a report, I think Rolling Stone ran it maybe this weekend. I don't know who the original was, saying that Trump was considering moving back to Twitter. And people said, well, no, contractually, isn't he exclusive? And Devin said he's exclusive for 12 hours.
Interesting.
So the content he puts out has to be there, at least in the contract terms right now, which I believe Truth is owned by Trump Media. But
right.
I assume then there's a contract with that company.
It also could, I mean, he could own the company, but also have an exclusive.
Like a
different
where
there's
side
compensation.
Of it. Yeah,
I mean, it's a company. It's
right. No,
putting
no.
his content. Yeah.
No, I know. But he is exclusive for multiple hours, 12 hours, which actually is a lot. I think that's maybe even too much.
Well, especially with Twitter being so reactionary.
News heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be like, so I think that will all change. I think in the next 6 months. When other people start getting involved in the race.
And while it may be an exclusive, that also doesn't mean that an exclusive can't be amended.
Right.
If it's your company,
yeah,
how quickly
exactly.
you can shift so, that.
But, Adam Schiff, back to the top.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
There he
well,
is.
You brought it right around the clock. Adam Schiff, TikTok.
TikTok around the clock.
TikTok around the clock. Adam Schiff.
On TikTok. Run for Senate 2024.
That sounded like an ad. I don't like that you just did that on this show.
Sorry. Well, don't. I'm not.
Well, Jordan will be back on Monday, right?
Yes. Yes. The plan is Jordan will be back.
Monday. I hope you
stay well.
Stay well. Stay free. Shoot for the stars. Wish upon stars. How do people do that?
Wish upon people still
adult,
hanging in there
adult,
with that.
Adult people.
First star you see tonight, that kind of business. Mm-hmm. How'd they come? I mean, when I go outside, I see a bunch of stars all at once. Peripheral vision.
You know, the truth is, when you go outside, a lot of those are not stars.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean by this?
A lot of things you think are stars.
I mean, I know there's some planets and things.
A lot are satellites.
No. Those are all satellites.
No, they're all satellites. There are a lot of them are satellites.
You said most of the things I think are stars are satellites.
A lot of the bright ones that you see are not stars.
I'm going to have to Google this.
A lot of those are satellites or are planets or are Starlink.
How does a satellite orbit a flat Earth, Logan?
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything about
I was
flat
asking
Earth.
You, though.
You said that. I didn't say that. I don't believe in the flat Earth. I don't. I mean, I have questions.
Hollow Earth.
There's some interesting questions. Yeah. Hollow Earth, I feel like that's That's more reasonable.
Sure.
Because I can't tell what's down there.
No. Never been.
Yeah.
Well, now they're all this stuff they're talking about this week, that the core stopped and turned around.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You see this? They think the Earth's core slowed to a stop and then started back up in the other direction.
When?
I didn't read the full article.
Recently?
Yeah. Here we go.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
This is CNN from 4 hours ago.
That's
like I
the
said,
scariest thing. This is not the number one headline. The number one headline is that the core of the Earth stopped, and then we moved. Wait, how does the core?
This says Earth's inner core may have stopped turning and could go into reverse, study suggests.
Okay, they're hedging some bets there.
Rotation of the Earth's inner core may have paused, and it could even go in reverse.
You know what, then?
They're not telling me when.
Then maybe the Earth is flat, because that doesn't sound like something that can happen without us like all combusting at once.
Well, they're saying that's since 2009 why you've seen seismic records changing in a different way.
So it's not climate change.
It's core change.
How do you
Which sounds like one of those workout classes.
Core change, yeah.
You got to stop your inner core,
or like
and you got to reverse it.
Or like a motivational thing. Like, yeah. I'm having some core change right now. I got to reverse the core of my being. You know, I'm going through it right now.
Yeah.
Going to a lot of men's
center,
groups.
Just
we're talking really, we've been really leaning on each other, fellowshipping, doing life together, getting our core changed. No?
No, I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah. That I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah, right now it's just a core change time.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to go see John Mayer's solo tour?
I mean, I'd think about it. He's an incredible guitar player.
Solo. I could get more songs.
I think I'd prefer to see it because I like his acoustic stuff.
Yeah. I just saw that come across my feed. Bridgestone Arena still, though.
I mean, it's going to sell out.
Yeah, but that's a big room to
base.
Fill solo by yourself.
I'd go see that.
Mm. We'll see when it comes.
Well, I'm going to go outside tonight and wish upon a satellite.
You should. But this guy, I was listening to a podcast interview, then wrap it up. He talked about that. He's like, you know what? I go outside once a year, and I just give my wishes I wish upon a star. He's like, you know what? It's like there's some seismic force, and like a lot of this stuff happens.
What?
He's like,
pardon?
It's essentially religion.
Right.
It's essentially God.
But he's wishing upon a star.
But he's like, it's a star, therefore it's himself manifesting it. And I was like, oh, so you're just selfish God.
Yeah.
You're just your own God who can make things happen.
And then did someone say, well, you're not even wishing on a star. That's a satellite.
No one pushed back.
That was the Russians.
You know when you yell back in a podcast? That was me going, that wasn't even a star.
Right. That kind of like someone was probably doing when I was talking about the core, because I was clearly I have some facts I don't know.
Yeah, like the
facts
it didn't reverse itself. It may. It's like a toilet in Australia.
Right, and
it goes
also,
the other way.
I don't know if this was yesterday or 10 years ago. Right? Like, there's a lot more data that they have in these articles I haven't read yet, but the headline, terrifying.
It is scary.
Yeah.
But then I had to start thinking about what the core of the Earth even is.
It's liquid.
That, I thought, is magma.
Right. The core is magma.
Right. So
the floor is lava. The core
is
magma.
It's encased. Never mind. We don't have time.
I've never been. I don't think any of us have.
Look,
I think you get incinerated.
If you're an earth scientist, if you're not Brendan Fraser going to the center of the earth, it's what a comeback. Man, the biggest comeback in the history of Hollywood.
Love it.
Watched him introduce the mummy at a screening last night online.
Online screening of the mummy?
Someone surprised. He surprised all of these people. And they're like, Rick O'Connell himself, Brendan Fraser. And he comes out and he's like doing lines from the movie. It's great. All right. Well, I don't have a good sign-off. We don't have one.
Should use ChatGPT.
I'll type it in real quick. You filibuster for a second.
Well, if you're sitting at home and you're wondering which direction the Earth's core is spinning, it's neither left nor right. It's stationary and in the center. Just like we thought Joe Biden might be, but it turns out he was spinning to the left the whole time.
It's thinking. Thanks for tuning in to the Secular Brothers Podcast. Join us next time for more engaging and informative discussions on legal and political issues. Until then, stay full informed and stay engaged. We'll talk to you next time.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.